Welcome, welcome. Thank you, 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 thank you. Hey y'all, good morning. We here, we here. Hey Shonda, hey Luberta, hey Kelly, hey Trina, hey Irish, hey Sherla, hey Kirby, hey Kat, hey Shamika, hey Renee, hey Jazz, hey Deborah, hey Jerica, hey me, hey beautiful. Hey Bev, hey Kedra, how y'all doing? I would say AP's mom, because that's all I get called is Judah's mom. Oh, it's Judah's mom! I got an identity. I'm not just Judah's mom. Hey y'all. Listen, thank y'all. Do me a favor, share. Thank y'all for being patient with me. My JoJo needed me. And one of the things that I had promised myself, hey Mary, one of the things that I had promised myself when, hold on, let me show you, I'm gonna give you this because it's personal, but it changed the trajectory of how I managed my call and what I did. Before ministry full time, I had another ministry. I was called to teach. Was working on a PhD at the University of North Texas, was called to teach at the college level and pour into their lives. And, but I'm going to be honest, my priorities sometimes were out of order. God had given me the assignment of my husband as well, my late husband, not my new boo, yeah, he almost, but come on. The assignment of my late husband was just as important as my career, but I'm gonna be honest, nobody ever taught me that. Nobody ever taught me how important my family was to the purpose and call on my life. And my priorities at that time were out of order, they just were. And because all I had seen before me was grind, hustle, position, us, all these other things, that's what I kept before me. Y'all keep sharing so we can get our people on there when people think we ain't coming in. All I saw before me was grind and hustle, and in an era of people who all I was taught was the importance, I'm gonna be honest, the importance of me. We're gonna kick over some sacred cows. All I taught was the importance of me. And because that's what I was taught, that's all I knew. Not saying I wasn't taught, my mom was a great mom, not saying I wasn't taught to value my children, but I was really taught, and not necessarily by my mom, just by culture. I think we have women who came up in an era that they had to fight for their rights. Well, no one ever taught the balance of family, especially not culturally. I need to say this, not culturally, not in the culture, because we serve a variety of people, not in the culture that I was brought into. And so I'm going to be honest, I heard God, I know I had purpose, but I was really in pursuit of me. Not in pursuit of God, not in pursuit of the kingdom. I was in the pursuit of my success. I was in the pursuit of me. And I didn't understand that my family was to really be my first priority. I didn't get it. And I thought that what I was doing was unselfish because it would cause us to be better. I made way more money than my late husband. And I thought if I made more money and I got more into position and I got more into purpose, that it would take the stress and the burden off of him. I did not realize that my behavior was a little bit of detriment to my marriage as well, because when he left to be with the Lord, one of the things he shared with me was, and I couldn't help it, was he said, I was jealous that you could always provide for our family and we could not. I could not. And and this was at the end of his life. Well, 2 years, 2.5, maybe 3 years before his life ended, I began to get my priorities in order. And I remember they sat down and had a very deep, y'all keep sharing, and they had a very deep conversation. We need at least 100 people on a devotional. That's not me, that's God. Like, just keep sharing. And I remember when we had a milestone moment and I was not there. We had gotten a legislative bill passed and for the signing of a sickle cell clinic here in Arkansas. So if you see the sickle cell adult clinic in Arkansas, you can give thank yous to my late husband and his push and advocacy for legislation here in the state of Arkansas. Well, the day that we were signing the bill, I was not present. I was in my office. I was at work. I fully could have taken off to meet them in this moment. But I thought I had supported enough. And when I got home later that day, I felt like they were having an intervention because I would leave work and I was working on a PhD and I would come home and I would be working on my PhD and I would be working on work things. And I will never forget the moment. The computer was in the living room. I was sitting at the living room computer, and the youngers who were home. So it would be Jaleel, Josiah, and Judah. Judah was about 2. He was tiny at that time. And my late husband was sitting there and he said, "We need to share something with you." And they began to share with me how they felt that work. And my PhD and those other things were way more important than them. And I remember sitting there and sinking, like sinking, because this is not a conversation that you want to have or that you want to hear. And I remember sitting there and I was sinking. And as they were talking to me, their words were just piercing me. And it was like, we just don't feel like we are a priority in your life. We feel like all of these other things supersede us. And I listened and I really couldn't say much. And I just began to pray, because in my head and my heart, that wasn't my truth. But as the Lord started bringing the truth to what they were saying, I had to sit there and I had to listen to their hearts, because they were totally speaking out of their heart. And I remember that I made a firm commitment within myself that, and God began to instruct me and groom me. And he sent me over to Proverbs 31 and I just began to study her out. And some people's like, "Oh, her life is unreachable." It's not unreachable. It's not unreachable. It's a mother writing to her son, telling him the type of woman she should have. He should have. It's King Lemuel, which we think was a pen name for Solomon, writing to his son saying, "This is the type of woman that you should have," when you study out the context of it. So I began to study out the context of who this woman was and meditate her. And her husband has full confidence in her. Her children rise and call her blessed. And I just began to shift my life to model her, not to be perfect, not to show up perfect, to model her. And I went back to work and I made a decision that work would be work and PhD would be PhD and home would be home. And they would never, ever again feel as if they were not my priority. And because I got that then, when I came into ministry, full time, because this is where sometimes we get lost in the church, we get lost in careers. When I came into ministry full time, it was not hard for me to decide my family first. And when after my husband died, because I wasn't modeled that and taught that, I was taught to, and I'm just going to be honest, give everything to the church and my family would suffer, or give everything to the church and there was no personal life, or give everything to the church and there was no foundation for family established. And God just began to rewrite my story, give me credibility in scripture, and teach me my role in my house as manager first, that I was to manage my household, that my husband, yes, was the head of my house, but that I was to manage my household in such a way that his presence was felt. And I made a decision that there was no way that when I came into ministry, that my sons would ever need me, and that I would not stop what I was doing to get to them. That no matter how busy I was at work, I don't care. I can be on the side. I can be getting ready to walk stage. And if one of my sons, and I'm going to back you, I'm going to give you some scripture for this, because this aligns with what God gave me for today. And that if one of my sons showed up and they needed me, I'll stop what I'm doing to get to them. And so this morning, I woke up at 3:30. And when my new husband hits the scene, that he'll never have to question whether or not he is my first minister. Like that just began, that's how God began to rewrite my heart. That's how God began to teach me. That's how God began to show me. And so I had to reprioritize my thought process and change the nature of how I was designed, because this one had necessarily been modeled before me too. It was never shown or demonstrated to me in the culture that I lived in. So I had to shift my perspective, and my foundation had to be rebuilt through the word. So this morning at 3:30, I woke up. There was a text from JoJo about 3:45. And I'm like, what is he doing? What is he doing calling me? What is he doing texting me? And as I'm doing this and he's texting me, he calls. Well, my phone is on do not disturb, so typically I wouldn't see the call. He calls and I call him back and he goes, what are you doing? I go, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm just leaving IHOP. And I'm like, okay, this is getting interesting. And he says, I truly believe that your call and your text is the confirmation I needed for what I feel like God has me doing. And he said, I had just asked the Lord to give me confirmation for what I felt like he was leading me in. And then he starts sharing with me about his work and his journey and how where he had been with God. And he has a servant's heart. And he's like, I know I'm created to serve. And so what had happened was there was a homeless man in IHOP, and he said the man had asked him for some money. He said, I do not have money. He said, but what I'm going to do is I'll buy you a meal. And he said the man couldn't make up his mind of what meal he wanted. So Josiah told him, just get both and you can have enough for later. And he said, so I was sitting in my car about what I needed to do next, because I didn't know if I needed to go back and talk to him. He said, but the lingering and me texting and me calling, he said, I think you were my confirmation. So he's going to go back in, but it was something greater that God had to show him. And he said, as he is bought this man meals, he said he had noticed there was an older lady that had been back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And he says, Mama, I go back in. And there is a lady now eating with him. And he says, one meal became two. He says, one become two. And I'm like, man, this is a word. Like, this is a word. And he goes, and one becomes two. And I'm like, okay. He's like, mom, and one becomes two. And he said, I think the Lord needed me to sit still enough to see that the one meal that I gave turned into a meal for two people. And I'm like, bless. Lord, you blessed him, right? You broke it in and multiplied. And he was like, mom, I needed to see. He said, but I also think I needed to see that this is what I'm called to do. I'm called to serve. And he wrote me a beautiful text later. I'm going to share it in my story of just the beauty of the foundation that he had been brought up in. And just simply like to pause and to be available for him in this moment meant more to me than absolutely anything. And so my first ministry is to my household. And if it means I'm late on the devotional, if it means I'm late to church, if it means I'm late to assignment, and the people don't understand, then I'm not assigned to you. But my husband, my children, my priority, I cannot have ministry. I cannot serve you in bold and confidence. I cannot be there for you. I cannot show up there for you. And my priority and access to my household is not available. I cannot be kind. Because see, for me, that's a hypocrite. I cannot be kind to you and do all these things for you and be here for everybody on the ministry and show up for everybody here and be in position for everybody here. But my own children do not have access to me when they need me. It just does not add up. And so I had to rewrite my foundation. I had to change my foundation. I had to get my priorities in order. I had to meditate the word. And so one of the things that I was up praying for you guys this morning was a restoration of your foundation, right? Restoration of your foundation. And I don't know. I don't care if anybody ever taught you kingdom priority. I'm getting ready to teach you now. It's God first. It's your spouse. It's your children. And then it's everything else. I'm going to say that again. It's God first. It's your child. It's your spouse. And then it's your children, period. And then everything else. And because it is kingdom order, when you participate in it, you will always have enough grace for absolutely everything that you are called to. You will always have enough support. You will have enough strength. You will have enough everything. You will have enough everything for everything that you are called to. And when your priorities are out of order, if you are sensitive enough to the Holy Spirit, he will rearrange your thought process and show you the order of kingdom for your household. Your children don't supersede your marriage. Your children don't supersede your husband. I don't care who taught you that. They're wrong. My God. So the foundation, because you two are the foundation of your household. And if that's neglected, if your marriage is neglected, then there's no solid foundation for your children to build upon. And we have been out of such order in the kingdom because all of these systems have interfered with thoughts, with kingdom thoughts and kingdom way and being moved by the Spirit. And if you ever let the Lord lead you in this place, it will change. It will change everything in your life. And your flesh will struggle with it because most of us culturally have never been taught this, have never seen it, but it will change how your household functions. It will change how your children respond to you. It will change how your spouse responds to you. But there is a kingdom order for this thing. The last couple of days, the Lord has had me have restoration. And a lot of us, I'm gonna be honest with women, put our children before our spouse. because someone taught us that. And we make our children little gods in our lives. And it's not healthy for our relationship. And our children are idols and all these things in our life. Well, none come before my kids. Well, that's a shame because God should first. And then if you're married, your spouse should come next. It's just order to the kingdom. So one of the things that I have prayed today, right? And so it's my reasonable service to my house first. So my reasonable service to this house first. This house gets served before y'all get served. This house gets taken care of before y'all get taken care of. I wasn't always there, but now being there, I see the blessing forward. So when Josiah stopped to take care of someone, he comes back and he says to me, you have modeled this before us, like before us. Judah, after a game on Saturday, and I was taught to serve into spaces, right? So Judah, after a game on Saturday comes in and says, Mom, I need to buy a pack of crayons for one of my friends. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, can we take it to her? And we were in her area, so I know it was a divine setup. She needs crayons. And we stop and we go get these crayons. And we deliver these crayons. And he says, Mom, thank you. Because she's been involved in some other things and I would rather have crayons than the other things, right? I had to rewrite the foundation of what God originally intended for my household. I had to. And it was deeper. And I had a grandmother that served and my mother, but this was deeper. This was a kingdom godly order. So as I'm praying for restoration, because that's what God has me praying over you guys right now, I am emphatically praying for you to be restored. The scripture that God gives me today is Isaiah 58 and 12. The restoration of foundations. It says, and your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. What this verse talks about is the promise of the rebuilding of the long destroyed foundations. It speaks to the restoration of things that have been lost or forgotten, emphasizing the rebuilding of cultural, spiritual, and moral foundations. It is time for our households and our lives. And God was showing me this as I was meditating the scripture. He said, this is what this devotional is about in this season. For them to be restored and rebuilt. And, you know, a lot of, like, I don't like all the cultural cute things. Like, we're running around, you're like, you know, I'm the curse breaker. Well, it's deeper than that. If you are connected here, you are called to repair the breach. That is your assignment. And what you, when you do this, it's going to change generations. You were called to repair the breach. There has been a breach. There has been a breach. Listen to what I'm saying. You are called to repair the breach. You need to listen. Like, don't make nothing up. Listen to what I'm saying. You are called to repair the breach. Not being the bridge. Not in this moment. That's not what I'm talking about. You are called to repair. There's been a breach. Woo! And so when we are the repair of the breach, we are called to restoration. Woo! Between where the gap has been had. Woo! Come on. We are called to restoration to where the gap has been had. It's a restoration. It's already been built, but there's a gap in there. So we are, yeah, come on. Crystal said, children will have the safety to play in the streets in my neighborhood again. Come on. So when you talk about a breach, it's a tear, it's a break, it's disruption, it's strife, it's offense. Come on. It's unforgiveness. And your assignment is to repair. Woo! Your assignment is to repair. Need you to hear me. It's deeper. Because we love terms. Oh, you know, I'm called to intercede for my family. You are. That's a portion of it. But you called to show up different. What? That's a portion of it. You are. You're assigned to intercede. You're assigned to, no, listen to me. You're assigned to show up different. It's more than just you praying for them. It's you're assigned to show up different. Come on, in your notes, I'm called to show up different. You're assigned to show up different. My God. So Jesus is the repairer of the breach, and you're assigned to show up different. You're assigned to restore. You're assigned to repair the walls. You're assigned to restore the city. Woo! Come on, Jess. Jess said you won't be able to handle situations like everyone else. I don't want some of y'all to think I'm just hitting at y'all, but I'm trying to break you away from the cliches, because often we buy into Christian cliches but don't know the full meaning of what it is. And we, oh my God, I'm an intercessor for my family. Good. But you're also called to show up different. Woo! There have been things that have torn the foundation and broke the foundation, and some of it has been through religion. And some of it has been through all this church and not enough family. Some of it has been through all these acts, but not enough just family. See, I come from a heavily church family. I have a family that serves church well, come from a long history of that, but don't necessarily do family well. Don't spend no time doing regular things in family. Don't spend no time doing. Can I tell y'all something? And if you say something smart, I'm gonna delete you. I'm gonna prepare you now. My son plays competitive AAU basketball. I've been in this before with another son, with my 27-year-old, with Jalil. And I was so holy. Oh, my light. I was so holy that I missed opportunities with him because I was listening to what someone else was telling me. I'm just going to be honest. Y'all stay with me for a second. I was missing opportunities because I was listening to someone who had never been in my position and didn't really seek out what God was saying. Let's get around and give it to you. So he is called to competitive. This is his arena. This is his call on. Why are you acting like that today? This is his arena. This is his call on his life. I'm just being honest. And as his mother, I have a position. Well, I grew up in an arena and a place that had told me it was unholy if he played basketball on Sundays. He needs to be in church. I don't forsake the assembly. Boom, 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 boom. He has called to this arena. This is part of his assignment. If I didn't understand the nature of his call on his life, then I would not be in position as his mother to help him meet his assignment. Sometimes we travel and play on Sundays. It may mean we're not in a physical building, but guess what? We worship and assemble on other days. So something sacred was making my family sick. Something sacred that I was holding sacred was making my family sick because I was so determined not to change, because it had been indoctrinated and ingrained in me that our family wouldn't survive if we wasn't in the church on Sunday. I'm not knocking church on Sunday. That's not what I'm saying. But he is called to an arena to set order. And something sacred was making my family sick. So the first round, I miss it. I miss it. I did with my other son. I missed it. So when I come back in the second round with the second generation of kids that I'm raising, and God is saying to me, if he is going to be successful, this is how you are going to have to maneuver in this season. So we have online church on Saturdays. Because I'm called to lead in that capacity. And he showed me the structure of it later after he told me to build it. So I was called to set order and repair the breach and do some things differently. When things rule over us that disrupt the kingdom of God in our lives, there has been a breach. This is why it is important for you to seek the kingdom first, seek his will, seek his knowledge, seek his understanding. Because I cannot have ministry and my household falls apart and then blame Satan. Come on, Melissa. Sit. I cannot blame Satan, but I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do for my family. The devil is just busy. Ain't no love in the home. Ain't no joy in the home. Ain't no fun in the home. Woo! So when we are praying today, we are asking the Lord, Lord, we need you to restore our foundations. Woo! Because our foundations have been so corrupted by things that are hindering us. And we will miss the assignment, the joy, the love, the things that we are supposed to experience with family. Woo, our greatest ministry ever, our greatest testimony ever. We will miss those things because remember I told you I was seeking me, because we are seeking us. Woo. So when we look for biblical restoration, what we're looking for, God who restores us the right way, beginning with ourselves. Woo! So before we pour it on to someone else, it begins with ourselves, that I understand the foundation of who God is, the kingdom of God, who God is to me. It's that I'm going to repair this breach first. before y'all go try to be a bridge, a gap, or whatever else you call it, you're going to get your foundation. You're going to repair this breach first. It's going to begin with yourself. Ooh, you have no control or influence over what nobody else does. So for those of y'all that have been trying to get y'all husbands in order, the assignment first is to yourself. For those of y'all that have been trying to get your children in order, it begins with yourself. We need the personal breach with God restored first. We need the personal breach with God restored first, with us first, before we do whatever it is with anybody else. When Joe, and I'm gonna post this text, he said I could, so y'all could just see what he said, because it blessed me. When Joe said, Mama, your journey is modeled before us. I say very little to my children in this season. I say very little. It's like I'm speaking when spoken. And I'm learning to do that in other relationships as well. Because I only have control over me. So the personal breach has to be closed first. So then guess what happens? Then the wall closes a little bit. Once the personal breach is repaired in me, then we can talk about everybody else. So this morning we're asking, Lord, I need you to restore my foundation. Woo! Come on, y'all. Lord, I need you to restore my foundation. Woo! God, Holy Spirit, teach us. Lord, I need you to restore my foundation. My God. Woo! Before I try to be the bridge, before I try to be the gap closer, before I try to be the intercessor, I need you to restore my foundation first. Woo! So that what needs to be fulfilled in me is changed in me. You know, there's a scripture that says the younger generation, the older generation is supposed to teach the younger generation. Well, I can't teach you what I ain't learned. Can't teach you what I don't know. I can't give you keys to what I don't have keys to yet. Come on. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the word that you have brought us to this morning. Thank you for the testimony, the examples. Thank you for Isaiah 58:12, Lord God. We thank you for repairing the breach in our own lives. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring our foundation. Open the eyes of our understanding to the hope of who you called us to be in Christ Jesus. Unclog our ears. Ooh! Do a new thing in our heart, Lord God. Remove from us the stony heart and give us a heart of flesh. My God, we want to live more like you. Give us more understanding of how the kingdom should look in our households. My God, give us more wisdom. Give us more knowledge. Increase our discernment. My God, let our children be able to call us blessed. Let our husbands have full weight and confidence. Restore the foundation so marriages could come. Restore the foundation, Lord God, so marriages can come. Woo! Help us to prioritize your kingdom over everything else. Dismantle all the sacred things that are making us sick. Thank you for that, Pastor G. Dismantle all the sacred things that are making us sick, that are keeping our families from being whole. My God, dismantle the pride, dismantle the confidence that we've put in things that don't even make sense. Take us out of survival mode and teach us how to flourish. In Jesus' name, amen. My God, this was so good. This was so good. This was so good. Oh my God, this was so good. Oh my God, this was so good. And can I tell you something? It's not too late to start. Come on, it's not too late to start. Don't be over there going, well, I didn't start this way. It doesn't matter. Guess what? You get a new beginning every day. It's not too late to start. You can start right now. Now, don't go get weird on your kids and spouse. Don't do that. Deal with what needs to be dealt with you, inside of you. And it'll just show up and they'll just eat off of it. Woo! Thank you. Woo! It's not too late to start. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. And what you're going to do is you're going to repair the breach. The breach in you is going to be repaired. And then you're going to turn around, and because your foundation becomes so good, woo, your kids will begin to stand up differently. Lord God, I thank you that you are removing all anxiety from even the desire to start over. Ask the Lord, Lord, help me to hear me. Woo, help me to hear the me that has nothing to do with you, so I can reroute my conversations and my words. Woo! Lord, I thank you for doing a new thing in us today. Woo! I thank you for doing a new thing in us today. We don't have to have control. We give you total control in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's do our confessions and we're going to get out of here. I'm claiming it. I'm announcing it. All things new. I'm completely made over. My mindset is new. My future is calling. I may bend, but I don't break. I know my purpose. I have so much clarity. I'm secure in God's love. The love of God determines I win. Christ died for what I couldn't overcome. My victory is in God's hand. I walk differently. I talk differently. I have insight, clarity, and wisdom for decision making. I'm bold in the things of God. Jesus makes all things new. My past doesn't determine my purpose. I'm an overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror. I see myself successful. I see myself prosperous. I live in total victory. God fights for me. My spiritual sight is 20/20. Doors are opening for me. I discern the times. Everything I put my hands to prospers. God is for me. No weapon formed against me will work. Joy is my portion. Peace is my portion. Love is my portion, and I'm living my best life. My tongue creates life for me. I have self-control. I can wait patiently. Grace abounds towards me. I'm not moved by what I see. Angels go do my bidding in Jesus' name. My name is spoken in places it needs to be. The Holy Spirit advocates for me. My life reflects the kingdom of God. I have authority over principalities and rulers of darkness because Jesus conquered those things. I will win. My future is bright. I am well loved and respected. I lean into the wisdom of God. I trust God with all my heart. I'm kind and gentle. I'm meek. I keep the peace. I have a sound mind. My mind is the mind of Christ. I win, I win, I win. I live in the shalom of God. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing broken. Listen, if the Lord places it on your heart to partner to the Wind Ministry, travel right over there to the website, lmjministries.org. You can find all the ways to give. Lord God, I thank you that you bless the giving of your people. I thank you, Father God, that even today, as foundations are being repaired, new ministries will come forth. New businesses will be established. People will not be afraid to walk in what you've called them to walk in. They'll just do it kingdom way. Lord, I thank you for the double on their giving today. I thank you, Father God, for a new mindset towards how kingdom is lived out in our household. Thank you, Father God, for blessing us indeed, enlarging our territory, keeping us from evil so we cause no harm. Lord, we thank you for all you've done. In Jesus' name, amen. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all so, so much. But God loves you so much more. Do me a favor. Go be love today. Let someone else experience the love of God through you. There is someone who won't know God until they encounter you back here in the morning, 6 a.m. Woo! Love, peace. And blessings. Thank you, Father. Thank you, 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 thank you.